Hi there, this is Tracy. Today I am going to talk about narcissistic women. So often, especially on my cheating video, I get men that comment that women are just as bad as narcissists as men. And a lot of YouTubers out there speak from their personal experience. So if it's a male, they're talking about their experience, and I talk about mine with men. So I want you to understand that narcissistic females are evil as a man. They are cunning and lying and cheating as a man. Again, the spectrum can go anywhere you want to, but what I have learned and what I have seen is from my own experience with a mother and two sisters and a mother-in-law and lots of other crazy narcissistic people in my life, I have learned that women are indeed evil. I wouldn't say that they're more evil. I think that the court systems believe the women when it comes to dividing of the children. Even if the mother is a narcissist, the court system sadly, in many cases, favors the mother. And for the husbands and the fathers of these children, it is a devastating thing to be the one that cares for your child and have to leave your children with their evil narc queen mother because you're afraid. You're afraid of what they're going to do to your children. And men, I want you to know that we hear you. We do hear you. And we know narcissistic women are just as bad as narcissistic men. But please understand that some of the videos that I made 2 years ago now might just say him, 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 him. I don't mean to disown you or disclaim you, but that was me living through my experiences at the time. And it does not mean to belittle you or not understand your flight. This has been horrible for you. And it's also horrible because our society doesn't necessarily believe men can be abused. And so they've got this sort of double whammy where they've got the narcissist just like we did, but society, the law, the legal system, custody, child alienation, all of these things that we can go through as women, they can go through as men, only it's harder because nobody believes them. Nobody believes that they were abused. You know, you're 200 pounds and here's this little girl like, right, we're gonna believe you. That's the sucky part about this entire court system. That is the part about the court system and our legal system that needs to be changed. And we need to educate our judges so that it is fair for the fathers to get their rights. But how do we do that? Let's think about that for a second. Did you go to court at some point for a divorce, custody? How do we become more believable when narcissists are born actors and they turn on their charm, they point their fingers, they accuse men and women of doing horrific things that aren't true? How does the judge know who to believe? I think what has to happen is the judges really need to be educated. They really need to understand and see these patterns because it's like they're looking through lenses that are not the right color. And when they get the men in the courtroom, they believe the woman, and that isn't fair. And I don't know if any of you watched a video of mine I made with my friend Carolyn. She's lost all three of her kids for 5 years now. And her ex-husband used to beat her. Like, there is evidence and restraining orders on file for him and his abuse. And yet, he pulled all the tricks in court and got his kids taken away from her. It works both ways. It's a fight for our life, and we need to not make it about men or women, not make it about black or white or Democratic or Republican. This is an epidemic for men and women. And whether we're married to them, living with them, they were our parent. We need to focus in on the issue and not pay attention to the person talking like me that might have made a slur and said men and women, or just said, you know, he did this or she did that. I didn't mean it. So I just want to give credit to all the men out there for the battle, and they are so brave to come forward and to be on these channels, because it's 85 to 15% men. Men 15%. And they struggle just as much. So for them to ask for help, for them to be on support groups, let's give them the rights that we expect for ourselves. Let's trust them, let's believe them, and know that narcissistic queens are evil. We get it. We empathize with you and we believe you. Let's not make this about men or women. Let's make this about people against people. Narcissists against others, and battle together, because together we're stronger, together we heal, and together we are going to change this. If we can all stand up, if we can all have our voices be heard, men and women, we can change the way people think about narcissistic abuse, and not just assign it that all men are narcissists or all women are narcissists. This is Tracy. Please subscribe to my channel. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and I welcome your comments down below. Are you a guy that has been abused? I'm actually thinking about doing a video, and I interview some men that want to speak up and want to be heard, because I know that their voices are not as loud as ours, and I'm here to help you. So if you're one of those guys, leave me a comment down below. And let's talk, because I think together we can get the understanding that women are narcissists and they're evil. That's it. Have a great day.